The curvature of spectral energy distribution and dollar gamma dollar ray dominance of Fermi BL-LAC objects, by Mohammad Shahzad Anjum et al. The extragalactic gamma ray sky is dominated by blazars, and their study plays an important role in understanding jet physics, cosmic evolution history and origin of ultra-high energy cosmic rays. In this work, we study a large sample of BL-LAC objects to investigate why some sources are detected in gamma rays, while others not. We selected 170 BL-LAC objects, with measured synchrotron spectral curvature and Doppler factor, and divided them into Fermi-LUD detected, FBLs, and non-detected, NFBLs, sources. We show that FBLs have smaller curvature than NFBLs, even after getting rid of Doppler beaming effect. The BL-LAC objects PKS-0048, 09 and S-50716 plus 714 have similar synchrotron peak frequency and luminosity but different gamma ray dominance, and their quasi-simultaneous broadband spectral energy distributions, SEDs, can be well fitted by a log parabolic synchrotron self-Compton, SSC, model with same jet parameters except for the curvature and source size, assuming curvature being proportional to the size of emission region. Our results imply that for a given synchrotron luminosity, the different set curvature and Compton dominance may account for the discrepancy between FBLs and NFBLs. We discuss these results in context of stochastic particle acceleration and radiation mechanisms. This was the curvature of spectral energy distribution and dollar gamma dollar ray dominance of Fermi BL-LAC objects, by Mohammad Shahzad Anjum et al.